Go ahead, Matt.
But is my answer good, though?
Yes.
No, your answer is good. Trust me, your answer is good.
Oh, your answer is brilliant.
I
drum roll. Welcome back to another episode of the Sergio Talks podcast. It's your boy Sergio Talks.
It's your boy Matt.
It's your boy Carl.
It's your boy Michu.
And before we get into this episode, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Don't forget to give us 5 stars on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Don't forget to check us out on
Patreon.
And make sure to subscribe to our new YouTube channel.
B3.
Where you guys get an... No, that's not true. I was going to say something that's not true. Hi.
Almost got it right first try, too.
I know. But it's been a long time since we've been in the studio. For
real. What about things they do when they really love you?
Touchy.
Oh, touchy. Touchy
as fuck.
Like hugs all the time, kisses, blah, blah, etc.
They bite you.
Oh, my God. That's so good.
You know, I've never been, like, bitten by...
My ex used to slap me.
Like,
what? All right. I swear to God.
Like, oh, you love pain? Like,
we all tan. You're light skin now. I'm like Michu. Michu's like Carl, and Carl's just purple.
I'm not that dark.
No, Carl's like the wall.
Yeah, I was just about to see the contrast is crazy still.
Right.
If you look at the camera, you can't really see him.
Well, that's why you're wearing light colors.
Exactly. Yeah. So you
to stand see. Out. So since we spent a lot of time with each other over the last couple months, essentially, it only makes sense that I think we know each other a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So today I figured we were going to play a game, and the game is called Who Knows Sergio Best?
I love that. Let's do it.
So if you guys look under your seats, you guys have a whiteboard. And basically it's a points game. So I'm going to ask you guys questions, and then you guys are going to write down what you think the answer is, and I'm going to write down what the answer actually is.
Okay.
And then whoever gets it right will gets a point. And then by the end...
Do we do like this for like if it's true or this?
What?
Okay.
I literally just explained the rules, and he's like, do we do this or this? You just show your answer.
How many points?
Some of them will give you 1 point, some will give them 2 points, and I will give you more or less points depending on how accurate the answer is.
Do we write small since we don't have an eraser? Or
no, we have these things to wipe.
Okay, so I can write something big.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the viewers can see what you guys write.
Okay.
Okay.
What's on your back? What's this? What do you have?
It's just magnets.
Oh.
Okay, so first question. Okay, we're starting off easy. Okay. What is my favorite subject to learn about?
Oh, shit.
Is your thing writing?
Mine, yeah.
Well, I mean, barely, but yeah, it is.
Wait.
Here.
Oh, I gave away my answer. I think.
Well,
did
we
not
did.
Yeah. Okay.
You also
okay.
have one job, it's to hide it.
Yo, Carl, leave me alone, bro. I'm just saying. I'm gonna use that marker to draw your eyebrows.
Please do.
Okay, ready? Reveal your answers in 3, 2, 1.
Hey.
All right. Okay. Starting off light.
So we all got a good answer.
So everybody has a point.
What did you write?
History. All right.
If I wrote slavery, would it count?
Okay.
Well, that's not going in.
That, my bad, sorry.
How many sports do I play, and which one are they?
How many sports you played?
No, play.
Oh, like currently.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Maybe not as... Like, let's just... What sports have I played, like, religiously? That's the good question.
Does the 2 past weeks count?
No.
Okay.
Wait, competitive or just...
Competitive, yeah, competitively. Like okay, that's a good question. What sports have I played competitively?
Okay, but my thing is not writing, bro. And what was...
Is it
the,
three?
The two sports that you've played and what...
I didn't say two. I just said which sports.
Which sport you played and what was the other thing and why?
No. And which ones are they?
Okay.
Carl, are you cheating?
How?
Are you watching it? Looking at his board?
No, I swear I'm not.
Trying is just... It doesn't...
Did you write your
I'm
answer?
Missing one.
Yeah, I have my answer already. It's easy, I think.
Religiously.
Yeah. You don't know Sergio?
Competitively is the proper word, though.
Yeah, competitively.
We're ready? Go. We don't have all day. Let's just do it.
Ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
karate and soccer.
Right? Karate and soccer are the right answers. Yeah.
Flag football.
Yeah. Yeah, flag football. Yeah.
Fuck. In high school. Forgot karate. Is that, that's the one I was bugging on.
The reason why is because there was one year that I told Carl, I said, let's join a summer flag football league.
But did you play?
Did you write?
Not competitively. I only played in high school.
Okay, so we have a good answer. Karate.
Yeah.
You can just erase with your hand, actually.
Karate and soccer.
Ah.
Good. I have good friends so far.
Fighters.
So far? What?
Yeah.
Okay, so points. How does it work?
Well, you guys got, yeah, so 2-2, 1, and he got one from before. So you guys have 3-3, 2.
Okay.
So try to remember your points. Okay. Next question is, how long was my last relationship?
Easy.
Extra points for the exact answer, and 1 point if you get like within the ballpark.
Your last relationship or your longest relationship?
Last.
Oh, shit.
Oh, your last. Oh, fuck. Sorry.
You have your answer ready?
Yeah.
Really? I'll be dead ass when I don't remember.
I'm really taking a guess there. I'm thinking it's going to be right, though. I want to put the song dum 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 dum. Are you currently counting, bro?
Okay, I'm good.
Ready? 3, 2, 1, go. Ooh, that's wrong.
That's wrong.
And y'all are close. I think it was actually 9 months. November to July.
You know,
so I'm good.
Is that not ten
November months? To November? July.
It's end of October.
No,
November.
December, October. What?
Like, like officially?
November, October, pussy.
So it's 8 months.
November, right. October.
If it's November,
yeah. Carl's right.
Yeah.
It was like eight or nine months.
You know, I'm right still. I just didn't put the right one.
Yeah, you're here. Just a dumbass.
I didn't count.
Because right. If you count to June, is 9 months.
Wait, no, we both have the same point because you said extra point.
Well, because I'm pretty sure his is exact.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets 2 points. Mine and the ballpark is 1 point.
Oh.
And yours is 10 0.
Mine, yeah.
Yeah, it's.
Okay, we're not exact.
You know, no, you're exact, so you get 2 points. He's in the ballpark, so he gets 1 point, and you get 0.
You know, like, I thought.
6 months.
No, because I wasn't sure if you were with her when we moved in or if you got with her after we moved in. So I just kind of took a wild guess, not going to lie.
No, I was already dating her before I moved in. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's why in my head I was like, okay, I think he got with her when we moved in. But
that was exact for the other one, though. I wrote it. I was like, easy shit.
My longest one?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that one's too easy, though. Okay. This is tough. I don't think anybody's going to get this. If you guys get this, you guys know me really well.
What's the point? You got 2 points?
I got four. Got one. Total.
So far, you're leading.
You're four, five.
Four, because he was on 1 point
two, under.
So yeah. Four, three?
Yeah.
If you get this, this is for 5 points if you get it exact.
That's crazy.
Okay. And there's one that I mentioned recently. Who is my celebrity crush?
Well, I can't really write her name. Respect. Can I Google
it? Huh?
I can't write her name.
You can Google it if you want to.
Celebrity crush.
But the thing is that you mentioned it, but I'm not. Yeah, I think that's.
I'm not giving anything away.
You mentioned.
You could Google it if you want to write her name, right?
You mentioned two of them. You mentioned two of them, actually.
There's only one. There's one that's top tier right now.
Right now.
Hmm.
Mine is all time. You've never changed from
I've changed.
That's what I'm saying.
No.
That's why I'm making it harder. It's recently it's changed.
Okay.
Was I there? Did you
Everybody's
say
aware.
Miami?
Everybody's aware.
He said it in Miami.
No, I did. Did I? Maybe I.
Yes,
maybe
did.
I mentioned it in Miami.
You said it in Miami.
You can't even say it I'm wrong.
Yeah.
You
ready?
Never said I wasn't your crush.
Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1.
Ugh.
What?
Fuck.
No, and partially, yeah.
Who did you write?
Charlie's best friend.
Anastasia.
Margaret Robbie.
Margot Robbie, no.
Absolutely not. That's
no.
Hard. You said, okay, no. First of all, you said that she was your crush.
When we were in Miami,
there was like this banner, like the planes or whatever that.
Yeah.
There was like a pool party, and he was like, "Oh, that's my crush." So I'm like, "Oh shit, that's why."
Listen, for the pool party, she was my crush, but no, it's Alicia Lehman, the soccer player. Yes, I've showed you.
Oh,
showed
the blondie.
You. Yeah.
Oh, the girl from Switzerland.
Yeah, I don't know. No, I think she's
Swiss.
Swiss.
Swiss. But like, I'm still technically.
Yes, she's, Anastasia Prokhorova.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's my long term.
Okay, so you're just capping.
You know who he's talking about?
Yeah, the soccer girl? Remember.
Yeah.
But the way you mentioned it, it wasn't stronger than her. So that's why I'm like, that's obvious.
No, no, Alicia, Alicia Lehman is.
Wait, do I get a point still? Like,
no.
I feel like everybody should get 1 point.
Absolutely.
Except him. Yo, bro, he literally, how? Bro, he literally said it while we were in Miami.
No, because it's the same. Like, I've mentioned both of them, but like, we've, like, in discussions that we've had, it's always been Anastasia all time. But as of late, my new celebrity crush is Alicia Lehman.
Okay, respectfully, we don't even talk about celebrity crush that much.
Well, that's the point of the heart.
That's
the,
but I'm saying like, so when you mentioned it, and
you guys
like,
are all aware. Recently, I showed you pictures. I showed pictures. I showed pictures
of Anastasia.
No, of Alicia.
The soccer girl?
Yeah,
been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while though. Okay,
and you said recently.
So I got 1 point. So now I'm at 5-4-3.
5-4-3. Okay,
that's crazy.
Now this is tough. Okay. I will allow two right answers.
All right.
Okay. What is my type?
I have it. Right now?
Yeah.
I got it.
That was fast. You guys have to be specific. I will randomly give you guys extra points based on the answers you guys give.
Okay, so I can give
So
a
the
bunch.
More you give, like the better it is for you. Damn, I must talk a lot for you guys to be able to have all those answers.
You got types.
Yo, brother.
Carl, what are you writing?
Oh, you're going at it, bro.
Matt's writing in the corners. What the fuck?
I'm specific. We can even talk personality.
I'm the same.
I'll allow you guys to each. So we'll unveil one at a time, okay? You guys have your answers? Or you guys are still going?
I'm good.
I'll see the answers and then I'll give out the points. Go for
I'll
it.
Go first. Okay, but y'all need to put your things down because
no, I'm not gonna change.
They're not gonna change it.
They can all see it. All right. Do I see it?
Or yeah, show the camera and then give your explanation.
I don't know if y'all can see, but hold on.
You could go down the list.
Okay, so first we got blondies. So we got blondies because Sergio likes some blondies. Black girls. Recently, he's been wanting to, you know, have something with a black girl. Big booties. I mean, that's pretty self-explanatory. slim waist. He does like a snatch waist, not gonna lie. So workout. Relatively tall. So not like too tall, but around like 5'6", 5'7" ish. Female energy, so just being your female energy, and smart because he wants to have intelligent conversations.
Okay.
Carl. So me, I have, first of all, Arab girls, 1000%. Dark features, European vibes. Swedish girls, 1000%. Slim, thick, like he said, he's a sucker for pretty faces, and a sporty girl.
And blondies at the bottom.
Oh yeah, blondies too.
Okay.
Yo, y'all don't know my guy like that, man. First of all, we go blondies, diehard blondies. Gatsize means the ass needs to be fat as fuck. I don't like tall. He likes small. So small for sure.
Yeah.
Australian or Swedish, 1000%. He's dying for it. And on top, we got the extra. Needs to have the same type of libido as him.
Wow.
So that's the right answer. And I know there's nothing wrong about
okay,
that.
Okay, but in my defense, Arab girls and dark features lately has been there a lot.
Yes.
Did you put that?
I know.
Exactly.
No, listen, I agree. But like his type, die hard.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. He decides.
Don't know. Dark he's features?
Been, I'm not. I don't know. He's been talking about black girls too, bro. A lot too.
Listen.
A lot. Like literally.
You decide in order.
Literally.
What's the point?
Like every single hard. Day, bro.
Okay, let me dissect this, okay? Blondies, for sure. Arab girls, definitely. Gatsby, absolutely small over tall for sure. High libido,
and pretty face.
Yeah, pretty face. Absolutely. I mean, who doesn't like a pretty face?
Yeah.
Australian or Swedish because of the blonde features and just their features overall and the accent.
Sporty
girls too. I have to be able to, you know, to at the very least, just like throw football.
Yeah, you know? Babies.
So you don't want smart girls.
And it's absolutely smart. Like, we have to be able to have like deep conversations. Like, as much as we could talk about like our favorite TV shows, we have to be able to talk about like the fucking constellations. Wow, am I that easy?
That's crazy. So wait, slim waist, everybody has slim waist.
Yeah. So if I would have to break it down, it would have to be, honestly, y'all are pretty exact. So it would have to be like,
I'm just missing.
Let me give the score. What's the score?
It would have to be, because I can't give everybody the same amount of points. It would have to be 5-4 and then 3 points from each you.
I like that.
Yeah.
So we're at 5-4-3. Now I'm at 10.
I'm at 6.
Eight.
I'm at 6.
I like this.
Yeah, that was good.
For those who doesn't know, gyatsze means the ass needs to be fat. That shit needs to be, you know, when you walk and you can see it from the front. That's how Sergio likes it.
Said front gyat.
Yeah, a front gyat.
Front gyat.
So you have like ass, you have like fat ass, and you have gyat, and then you have Sergio one that says gyatsze. Gyatsze. That's when you see it from the front.
That's crazy.
He has one main type that is never going to change. For me, that's where I went. But then obviously, like, he's growing. He's seeing, like, beautiful girl from any culture or whatever. Then he's like, okay, wow, this girl's beautiful. This girl's beautiful. This, that, and the third. And then his type kind of changed. But his main will never, like, you're never going to hear Sergio say, kind of over blondies. Never.
Facts.
Ever.
That's facts. That's very true. Oh, I forgot to add blue eyes, bro. Blue eyes is crazy.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
It's like an extra.
Yeah.
But you could be like a non, like you could be like born a brunette and like dye your hair blonde and you're categorized as a blondie, in my opinion.
Okay. I get what you mean.
Yeah. So one last one.
When are you moving to Sweden?
So 10, 8, and 6.
Listen, if I can't go to Sweden because otherwise I'm never coming back. So I figured that we could change the questions now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So rather than ask like trivia questions, I could just ask you things about me. Mm-hmm. And like you guys give your personal answer, and there's no right or wrong answer. So to determine this, Matt is officially the one that knows Sergio best. Applaud. Applaud him. Applaud.
Applaud. Clap. Better. Better. Thank you.
So what I wanted to ask you guys could even put these down. Actually, no, you guys could keep them up because you could write it down. Okay. So so this next question is what is my biggest flaw?
What the fuck? My bad.
Is it a lot?
Well, it's biggest, so it's like the main one.
Yo, I need some space on your bar.
Wow.
You want a board?
Yeah. Can I get an extra board?
Okay, I'm good.
To be honest, I don't think you have that many flaws. I think those are easy things.
I said biggest, but this is a lot. Then by all means, go for it.
I don't think there's a lot. I think there's two main ones, but
yeah, I wrote exactly two.
Okay, go for it. Hard-headed.
I'm not done.
Hard-headed.
Yo, you're done now.
That's crazy.
Hard-headed or rarely to almost never wrong.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Because you got the same thing. Never, ever, 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 ever wrong. And hard-headed. Let me see yours.
Brisky.
I wrote it even in France.
That's crazy.
I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
Can I have another one like that?
Nice.
How the
fuck? Yeah,
thanks.
Yo, this shit is...
Gesta?
Why my board look like it has diarrhea, bro?
My board is perfect.
Why the... Look at my board.
Yeah, for real, what's wrong?
What's going on?
So... Let's say I'm going on a date with someone. What is one thing that would give me the ick?
First one is uses her phone on the date.
Fuck.
Second one is talk about her ex on the first date and doesn't say thank you.
Wow.
Pretty good.
That's really accurate, actually. I wrote phone on the table, no table manners, and talks about boring things.
Pretty much the same thing. No manners, rude to their waiter, can't hold a conversation on your phone.
I really have PTSD with the phone thing, huh?
Yeah, for real. What's up with that?
Wow, that was pretty good, boys.
That was good. Good job. Good job. So I have other questions I want to ask.
Okay.
But there are also questions that you guys have to answer too, though.
Okay.
So what I'm thinking is, what could be fun is that I'm going to join in now. I'm going to ask you guys some questions, and we're gonna then elaborate on them, okay?
Go.
So I'm going to need someone's thing, just for context, okay? If you ended up dating the person, it still counts. You still have to write your answer, okay? And you're going to understand why. So my question to you is, what is the most amount of money you spent on a girl who wasn't your girlfriend?
No, right, that's easy. In one date?
Just like
overall.
Like in one occasion. Like
one occasion?
Oh, this is gonna be great.
That was not my girl.
We're going with a light. $350 in one sitting, ladies and gentlemen.
Damn.
Yeah, one sitting.
That's enough. Mine is $450.
That's about all. You wanna go?
Nice. No, you wanna go?
You wanna go?
I'll go before you.
Okay.
Okay. All right. You saw the answer?
Oh my! That's
crazy. And just for context, this was on dinner.
This was the
Okay, but
I'll explain after. Go ahead, Matt.
But is my answer good, though?
Yes.
No, your answer is good.
Oh, your answer is good.
I got a glare of my.
Yo, my heart is beating just for your answer.
Wait, before. I got a glare of Matt's answer, and I went like, oh.
Wait, comment down below what you think Matt's answer is. Drum roll. And that number is a maybe.
Yeah, it could be. It might be more.
It might be more, actually.
It is more.
It has to be.
Is that in USD or
how much? How much is the most you spent on a fruit salad?
Oh.
How much was the fruit salad?
Fucking $80, bro.
US.
US.
That's crazy.
Was that in the same?
Yeah, it's part of this. There's a bunch of fruit fucking salad in this shit.
It's a lot.
I hope so.
So, yeah. But you have explanation to do. You have a lot of fucking...
Yo, I witnessed this shit in 4K, bro.
I haven't had Michu's reaction. Wait, hold on. Wait. I showed him the bill.
Bro. Yo, I was baffled, bro. That's when he showed me that bill, I was like, there's no fucking way. The tip was like more than what I spent. It was $380 just for tip.
Okay, so hear me out. It was a dinner. We were 10, right? And I just wanted to avoid... I thought Bella's like scratching his... It was a dinner and we were 10. And I didn't want there to be like a beef or like un froid because it was only one bill, right? So I just said, oh, you know what? Like, I'm going to pay for it. And then like, we'll settle it afterwards, right? But then like when I got back and the waiter is like, yeah, you know, like it's fine. Like the bill's covered for. Everybody was like, wait, by who? And like everybody said, thank you, right? In my mind, I couldn't say like, you're welcome. Pay me back. E-transfer is... you get what I'm saying?
I get it.
No, he didn't explain it properly because when he showed me that and I'm like, there's no way you actually paid that. He's like, yeah, but he's like, but you know, don't worry. I'm going to ask for like the refund afterwards. And then the person he paid for proceeded to say, or the waiter came, is like, oh, don't worry. The bill's already paid. Then everybody turns and is like, oh my God, thank you, Nana, et cetera. And then he looks at me, he's like,
you can't ask.
You can't ask for the money back, bro.
Oh,
you know what's the worst part? Is I don't even know them.
You're probably never going to...
Yeah, see them again.
That is insane.
Yep.
Hey, man, money comes...
No, this time money left and it's staying away, bro. You want to explain yours?
I think
take your time. No stress.
I don't think there was any kind of explanation for it. It's just
crazy. When it comes and goes, though, right?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a flow of things, but it, like you said, it's not coming back.
It's not coming back.
It's okay.
But me and Kara had a little event the other day.
So this is my cue. No,
stay. So
I was waiting for the story.
So we were away, and Carl and I decided to go out for dinner.
A great dinner.
It was delicious food.
Yeah.
Carl, you want to take it away? You want to let the people know how much you spent on a dinner?
So you guys see the price I just showed you? Exactly. I mean, it was pretty smooth.
What was the price again? You said $450?
No, wait. That was. I mean the whole night. I mean we went out.
right. Okay, so we're starting at $450.
No, we went after.
No, because look, Carl entrusted me to pick out a spot to go, you know, eat dinner.
Yeah.
Which is really a bad idea, by the way.
But. No, it was a great idea actually. It's a great idea
when it comes to like the spot, but it's a bad idea when it comes to the dollar sign.
Okay, but it was still a great idea because as soon as I called Madame, and I said, oh, we're going there. She said, oh, it's my favorite spot. And I was like, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know? So we go there, right? And whatever. We're having a great time. Vibes are there and whatever. And then the bill comes, right? And I think I have Carl's reaction too of the bill.
Sujo's just out here filming a reaction.
Bro, I can imagine his reaction. Is that like is this number?
What time is it? That's the time?
Yeah, I think I filled.
That's the time stamp? Yeah.
Closes the thing, opens it back up.
Okay, it's okay.
So bottom line, we went out to dinner and the bill was, how much was it? Was it five or six?
It was six.
It was $600 US.
And that was the first bill of the night because obviously you guys went out.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Then what else?
No, it was just a couple
drinks.
Yeah. The drinks are wild in Miami.
Isn't it like $40 one drink? How many 50, drinks do you guys 50. Have?
Just like a couple.
50.
40 is pretty cute.
Isn't it $54 a drink in Miami?
How much was your drink, Carl?
Yo, to be honest, the bill came and I was like, beep, beep, beep.
The reason why this is funny is because Carl was like, yo, my budget for this dinner is $100.
I remember we were in the room and then we were talking about budget. And then I was like, no, $100 is perfect.
Sergio looked at me,
he was like, and I went like, okay, maybe not $100.
he's like 120. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Totally doable.
120 for supper is doable.
Yeah.
I did.
Well, so, I'm guessing.
Yeah, in Canada, not in Miami.
Yeah, no. Miami we ended up paying $120 in water bottles.
Basically.
Yeah, exactly.
What?
Huh? Which was crazy. And then, the guy came and he was like, do you guys want sparkling water or still water? And I went like, oh, both.
And then I looked at Carl. I look at Carl because I see the guy added on the machine, right? So I'm like, okay, so we're paying for it, right?
As soon as I saw him, tick, 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 I went like,
sparkling water.
You don't even drink.
I haven't touched it. I haven't drank it.
Yeah. You don't drink sparkling water, bro.
I know, but I don't know. Maybe it was good tonight.
Okay, so I also have another confession. This episode is going
to
be...
True. He said he has something to say to us.
This episode is the deficit episode. As you guys know, I'm in the market for another car. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, right, I rent a car every now and then whenever I need one, right? So the other day, I wasn't able to rent one. There wasn't a car that was available, right? And I had to go somewhere pretty far, and I'm sure you guys have an idea where I needed to go.
Are we talking Miami?
There's
no. It was here.
There's no way.
It was here.
There's no way.
Getting a car was not happening. Long story short, right? And I was stuck, right? And I'd already made a promise. And anyways, fast forward, I ended up taking a 2-hour Uber.
A Uber.
I don't know. You know, no.
I want to see on Uber first before you say that.
I'll tell you how much it was. Can you guys guess how much I spent on an
check,
Uber?
Check the prices, bro.
Yeah, I just want to check the prices. Check the prices, first, bro, to give me an idea.
Two-hour Uber?
Uber? Yo, listen, I go visit family like in an Uber, and it's like 15 minutes away, and it's like $40, bro.
It literally doesn't give me the, like, I have to set the PIN, because it gives me just the name of the streets around the area and not maybe the city, you know?
Two hours Uber?
I'm going to just put the, okay, I found
this. Okay, but I got a very important question, though. Did you speak to the Uber driver once?
Yeah, we actually spoke the whole time. He was Haitian.
I mean, I would talk a lot if I had to drive someone for 2 hours.
He was Haitian,
yeah.
Yeah. Come on, okay, so getting that.
But it was honestly, it was really, really productive because I was able to work the entire 2 hours. So I actually enjoyed it a lot.
How much was it?
What's the amount? Yo, I'll tell you if it's right or wrong. Yeah, no, it was more than that.
Attends. Yeah, attends, Uber X or Pool?
I took an Uber Comfort.
Why'd you? Who does that? Yeah, that's literally 100 more just for comfort. What was the car? Was it comfort at least?
Yeah. It was a nice Mercedes Benz.
Okay, so
yeah, so I paid $400 for an Uber. Let's just say that my accountant does not like me this year.
This month?
Yeah, this month only.
This month, bro.
This month only.
2024, I started off with a bang.
Two bangs in the bank account are holes.
Yeah.
Literally.
$400 for a fucking Uber.
I can't really speak.
You could have just flew there.
Yeah, no.
I can't really speak. It's literally me this year also.
What did you say?
I said I'm talking shit, but I can't really speak.
Oh yeah, no, you can't speak. Wow.
Where were you? You were home. You didn't want just to ask me my car?
No. I was in too deep.
Where was I?
I don't know, bro. Just tell me. I'll give you $100 instead of $400. I'll be like, okay, take my car.
But it was honestly really productive. I really got a lot of work done. Okay. As you can see, I'm trying to
cope with the
no, I'm 100% in denial. On God, the last 2 months I've been waiting to like wake up from this dream and like going back to where the money's still in my account.
Fuck.
It's been a nightmare so far, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
A lot
has happened.
Honestly, in February, I think we all spent a lot of fucking money.
I can give you guys a ballpark of what it's been like the past few months.
Yeah, sure.
If on the trips that we did together, collectively, both together, it's easily
20.
Yeah.
20 G's.
Yeah, for sure.
20 G's.
But we're four.
Yeah. Not gonna lie, that one was tough still.
And that doesn't include individual trips.
Also.
We have no money, so subscribe. I don't know.
Patreon. You
know, Patreon. Our PayPals are open. At this point, OnlyFans.
B3, really? Yeah.
Just OnlyFans.
Wow. OnlyFans?
OnlyFans?
Well, I guess we've learned a lot from this.
Yeah, no, money comes and goes.
I think that's the new
the moral of this episode. Money comes and goes.
Yeah.
Or in our case, money comes doesn't actually. It just leaves.
It just goes.
Money goes.
And I'm gonna be honest, like the more we're talking about it, I realize maybe how like maybe like we're like talking about like the money that we're spending. We're not happy. I'm telling you guys that we're broke. It's not even to flex on anybody. We're very disappointed in ourselves.
Yeah.
You know what's the funniest thing is we're so deep in our denial that you know there's like an amount of money that like we spend and we get annoyed. Let's say like if Carl spends $35 on a burger, he'll be fucking cheese, right? But if the same burger and he goes on a date and the burger is $110, he's so much in denial, he'll just go deep.
Yeah. Oh,
1,000%. Yeah, and that's what we do now. Like, it's just we're so deep in the denial of like how much we spend that we're like, yeah, no, it's fine actually.
I mean, especially on a date. Yeah. On a date, that whatever there's no price.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Just like whatever she says, oh, I want this, this, and that. I'm like, okay. I'm like, okay, but in my head, I'm like, you sure?
Do you actually want this one? Really? She goes, tomahawk ribeye, and I want a side of lobster, please.
See, and in my head, I'm like, tomahawk.
Yeah,
like side and there's more. There's more.
And I get to the point, I'm like, I'll just take water. Oh, not even sparkling. Not sparkling.
Is it free? No, it's not free. Just tap.
Just tap water.
But I think they'll get the ick anyways if you get water.
Not gonna lie, the challenge that we're doing actually helped me a lot because that was a good excuse to not buy drinks, bro.
Going on
a date, I'll be like, no, I'm doing a challenge. See, I'm not drinking. So just
a healthy lifestyle costs less.
Yeah. No, you're real for this shit because my spending would be 100 times worse if I would bring alcohol in this thing.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The trip was so crazy, bro. Did you see today? I bought some cans of Chef Boyardee, bro.
Yeah. Yo. On a diet type.
Yo,
broski.
Yeah, I'm doing like a 72 hour broke, fast, bro. What? I'm not eating for 6 months. Yo, you said diet? Diet.
My guy's gonna get
I'm broke.
Ice.
The fuck? That trip murdered my bank account, bro. What?
It's all good. But money comes and goes.
Money comes and goes. You
know, money goes.
Fine.
Well,
but it was fun though. It was really, really fun.
No, like every
the volleyball was worth it.
Yeah, like everything that we've spent is worth it because it's all part of the experience. Because the thing is, the reality is that like in a few years' time, we're not going to be able to. Oh well. We might not be able to do the things that we're doing now. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the goal is that we could continue and keep up with this lifestyle and, you know, be able to do it more often. But let's say, like, if worse comes to worse, right, and we don't end up making it, well, like, at least we'll forever still have these memories. You get what I'm saying?
Facts.
I'd rather the money back.
But I'm gonna be real. I'm gonna be honest, though. Yes, we spend a lot, but the stress that comes with the fact that we spend a lot makes us work harder.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So like, let's say like a Miami. Another trip. I spent so much that I end up taking my computer, and I think I closed like 6 deals.
Yeah,
I was like, no, I'm. But I know that if I wasn't spending that money, I would have probably just closed like 2 deals or so. Mm. But I was like,
1,000%.
Yeah, you had to.
Yeah, so it is a good thing in a way. That's why you say like money comes and goes, but yeah,
you gotta
yeah.
keep up with it.
Well, it's a give and take. It's like what you're putting out from a financial aspect, you have to like make sure that you're putting that work back in order to like recuperate that amount. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
I can show you guys my DM. It's just collabs, bro. It just collabs, bro. Literally, that's all.
Gotta make the money back.
But that's why people say like I don't answer my DMs because I don't. But like I see everyone's DMs, but like I only go after the ones that's like collabs or like ways to make money.
Mm-hmm.
Can we just also like just so you guys can laugh at us a little bit more? We like spent all this money and we're still all single.
Oh.
Oh, never mind. You know what? Let me stop. I'm not going to even say it. No, I'm gonna save myself the embarrassment.
Why you had to go there?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's funny, huh?
Yes, it's funny, right?
No, I understand. Bella, what are your thoughts? What do you think about this whole thing?
Funny comes and goes.
What's the timestamp? Anybody has any words of inspiration?
Money comes and goes.
Words of inspiration?
Yeah.
Live, man. Just live.
That's the answer of someone who's in denial.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be real, I have nothing inspirational right
nothing,
now.
Huh?
Nothing comes to my mind now.
I only live.
My
once,
heart is
man.
Heavy right now, I ain't gonna lie. That's a deficit.
No, because you fucked me up on the fact that I said we're all single.
Oh yeah.
So now I have nothing.
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 That's crazy.
You know the moment when you spend the money you're like a little shorty, like you're kinda happy, whatever, like on the moment, and then you realize that is like you guys are not even talking right now, so like it's not.
You know what's crazy?
Where did that money go?
So right? You know what's crazy?
That's crazy. Me and Carl went on a little adventure, beginning of the trip. We spent quite, a fair share of money.
No.
It wasn't crazy like that, but it was...
It was all right.
It was a good amount.
What's the total?
But it was great.
Yeah, why am I not, like, how do I not know this? You guys hide a story.
It's just, you know, she never answered afterwards.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That is crazy.
This is wild.
She answered, when was it? At the end of the trip, like when I was about to leave. That's when I got a message.
Yeah, she said, hey, I was busy. I'm sorry.
So it's crazy. You spent on her, so she could be getting her booty clapped somewhere else.
Exactly.
And when did she text you back? Exactly.
When she was done getting her booty clapped.
No, when did she text you back?
Oh, while I was clapping cheeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh. Are you good then?
Yeah, one. It's just, yeah, it's one for one, but you know.
And you got the conclusion too.
I got a conclusion.
Are you good?
But that, no, it pissed me off for like a couple of days, bro.
And
on top of it, see, we have a toxic trait as a group is that we're like...
Where are you going with this?
Listen, shut the fuck up.
What do you mean by that?
Is that we'll twist the knife in each other's wounds every single second.
It's true.
Listen, I was in a battle of like having the last word with Serge for like... 3 days. Because every time, because we would say something or joke about the situation that happened, and I'd be like, for example, well, at least she answered. And then Serge would say something, so I would have to double down on what I said and find something else. And it kept going for 3 days. So that's, you see the toxic trait that we have as a group. So,
well, I mean, that's how long it took for her to answer you.
Yo, it's been, yo, I had the last word.
It's just the example. But also, just to add, like, context to all of this, too. But the reality is, though, if we think about it in hindsight, is that we've, this past year, at least, we've all gotten out of a relationship. Some of us. but the way I see it, in all honesty, is that for the majority, at least for myself, for the majority of my life, I've been in relationships. And I've never really been able to just kind of, like, live for myself for once. So like all the things that I'm doing now is kind of what it feels for me is like I'm playing catch up on like all the things that I could have done at a given point in time. I'm gonna shut up.
I'm playing catch up, but I was like,
My mouth, yo, I was about to say some shit.
Why? Say it.
No, absolutely not.
Just say it, because I'll cut it out.
Oh my God.
Kesta.
I respect it.
Yeah, anyways, well, I'll wrap it up then. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I'm pretty sure this is probably going to be a Patreon episode because
the shit we be saying.
No, we'll make it to an actual episode. If you guys did enjoy this episode, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Don't forget to give us 5 stars on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Don't forget to check us out on
Patreon
just because we need money. Don't forget to check us out on
Patreon.
Yeah, and one more time for the, you know, just in case, don't forget to check us out on
Patreon.
And like, take the most expensive tier too, because that's gonna help out. Not playing, but we do appreciate your guys' love and support. It's been your boy Sergio's Talks.
It's your boy Matt.
It's your boy Carl.
It's your boy Michu.
And you'll definitely see us here next week. Dando vueltas por la city con mi canción en la bocina que me quiere ver y esa